This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Folks, sometimes you can encapsulate everything you're trying to say in someone's response on Twitter. And so that's what we're going to do now. I put out a poll from the War Room show, which follows the Alex Jones show every day. And the question was, are you willing to compromise freedom and safety for multiculturalism and diversity? This was retweeted by Alex Jones. It's got over 4,000 votes. It'll be up for a couple days yet. So again, the poll is, are you willing to compromise freedom and safety for multiculturalism and diversity? It's pretty straightforward. Doesn't make any assumptions. It just lays it out on the table, and it's a fair conversation and political debate to have, of course. But this is how you see the mindset of a liberal. This boils it all down for you, folks. This response right here. So someone on Twitter says, response to this poll saying, does this mean banning white dudes with guns too? Okay. Do you understand what's going on here, folks? Again, the poll is, are you willing to compromise freedom and safety for multiculturalism and diversity? The average liberal response is, does this mean banning white dudes with guns too? So what am I saying here, folks? It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter. Literally doesn't matter. The white liberal immediately goes to racism, immediately goes to diversity, immediately goes to guns. Nowhere in the poll do you find any mention of race at all. Nowhere in the poll do you see anything to do with guns. Nowhere in the poll do you see the word ban or any sort of phrase that would suggest a ban. But that's the liberal mindset. This is the brainwashing. This is literally, I cannot cut this any drier than this. Are you willing to compromise freedom and safety for multiculturalism and diversity? Are you going to ban white dudes with guns too? Excuse me? Did I say anything about race? Did I say anything about guns? Did I say anything about any bans? No. That's their obsession. That is their religion. Folks, these are the brainwashed people we're dealing with. They cannot live in reality. They cannot even see things for what they are. They are so brainwashed by liberal politics that they inject them into everything. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter who you are. They have their agenda, and that is to attack white men, to attack guns, and to attack anything that they view as intolerant, like a ban. So even though there is no mention of guns, no mention of race, no mention of bans in the poll, that's where the liberal mind goes. Do you see the brainwashing now? Do you see the mental retardation of these people now because of the media? It all can be summarized right here with this one response from this one liberal. Again, this is it. This is all you need to see. This is the epitome of liberal brainwashing, where you put out a milquetoast poll, a very relevant topic, after a terror attack where the terrorist was brought in because of a diversity bill, and you say, are you willing to sacrifice freedom and safety for multiculturalism and diversity, which is what you'd have to do? That's what Chuck Schumer said. We need more money for anti-terrorism forces. So now you're compromising freedom and safety for multiculturalism and diversity. What does the good liberal say? Are you going to ban the whites with guns? Are you going to ban white men with guns? Injecting their identity politics where it never existed.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I really just want everybody to take a deep breath and relax and just, you know, sit back because here they come again.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
President. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
I ain't no ways tired. Me on gang.
What was that? Is that a dog?
It has been reported you've made $5 million making speeches. The president made more than $100 million.
What difference at this point does it make?
What does that make
Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
I don't know why that's funny. Hillary's a liar. Another conspiracy theory.
Let me. Have you always told the truth?
I've always tried to. Always. Always.
I will fight to reign in Wall Street, and you know what? I know how to do it.
We came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt. I remember landing under sniper fire. There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicle.
A little sick. Open up.
Come on, take it. Take it.
To the radio host, Alex Jones, who claimed that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's
Alex Jones.
Aren't you glad that that demon feces, that
really
demon dropping
so disgusting
Hillary Clinton is not the president of the United States? Wow. Just honestly, just thank God we're not dealing with that absolute witch. I'm being polite. Hey, folks, do you know how to support us at InfoWarsStore.com yet? Yes, that's right. That's how you support us. You want to thumb your nose at Hillary Clinton? You want to stick your finger right in Hillary Clinton's eye? You go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. Nothing aggravates Hillary Clinton more. Nothing aggravates Jake Tapper more. Nothing aggravates George Soros more than you going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us by buying our products, folks. Trust me. This is how you fight back against their propaganda. This is how you fight back against their lies. This is how you fight back against them trying to destroy our country and destroy our way of life. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we're running some great specials, but I really want to highlight the DNA Force special right now. It's 25% off. Now, we know that the environment is toxic, and so we provide supplements to fight back against our toxic environment. DNA Force is one of the most important. New study comes out. Prenatal pollution exposure linked to decreased telomere length. This new study found that prenatal environmental pollution exposure was linked to decreased telomere length measured in cord blood and placental cells. The second trimester in particular was demonstrated to be a vulnerable time during gestation. So, folks, the environment is now so toxic that even before you're born, you're getting hit with this. And your telomeres are very important to your DNA, very important to your health, your life. So we knew that the telomeres were essentially deteriorating quicker than normal. So we introduced DNA Force. Now we find out that they're actually deteriorating before you're born. So we know the environment is toxic. We know that these chemicals are destroying our biology. So we bring products to InfoWarsStore.com that fight back against the polluted environment. So when you hear about telomeres, when you hear about telomere length decreasing, just know that InfoWarsStore.com has your back, and we've got DNA Force back in stock 25% off. So we don't raise the price when the new study comes out saying that our telomeres are being deteriorated before we're born. We cut it 25%. So take advantage of DNA Force, 25% off while in stock. This is a very important product to protect your telomeres. I'm now joined in the studio by Leanne McAdoo. Ooh. And as usual, Leanne, you've got Democrats trying to rig debates, rig elections, blaming the right for everything as usual. But it's breaking and more is coming to light. How Donna Brazile and Hillary Clinton, but I mean, mainly Hillary Clinton basically had the DNC by the political balls, if you will.
Right.
And Donna Brazile was right along for the ride.
Right. Well, apparently the DNC was totally broke, and Hillary Clinton's campaign used that to their advantage to say, look, deal with us, and we'll keep you afloat. We'll keep the party afloat. Politico actually called it back when this was first revealed, essentially money laundering.
Yeah.
But
it's basically money laundering, the same stuff that David Brock's PACs do.
But this is a huge breaking story, and the fact that Donna Brazile has been given this opportunity to tell her side of the story, she's total. I mean, the birds are chirping right now. She's throwing Hillary Clinton under the bus, her campaign. She's talking about Robbie Mook. She's talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz and how incompetent she was and corrupt.
Beyond that, yeah.
Right. I mean, this is really big time right now that we're seeing Donna Brazile. I mean, I'm curious, though, why is she being given this opportunity to give her testimony? You know, is Mueller looking in to what happened at the DNC? Because as we know, they still, I mean, at least as far as we know, they still have not actually inspected these DNC servers.
Well, they won't let them.
That started the entire Russia hacking hoopla. But then they don't even get to the source of that main complaint, that main charge. So this Donna Brazile expose, she's wrote it for Politico, inside Hillary Clinton's secret takeover of the DNC, and she admits that she stumbled onto a shocking truth about the Clinton campaign. She found the documents that proved that the DNC had...
Even though we already had it in the WikiLeaks, Donna Brazile's breaking it now.
Right. And she said, you know, she wanted to see that maybe some of these documents may have been forged, because that was a story when WikiLeaks first broke. DNC,
can't deny that.
They were
now.
Like, oh, these emails were forged, and then of course you have your tech people come along and say, no, I'm sorry, we can look at the metadata and see that these were actual real emails.
But see, but again, though, this is why it's so frustrating. Infowars.com had this story over a year ago. We were already reporting. We knew Hillary Clinton took over the DNC. We knew they rigged the election against Bernie Sanders. I guess this is now news because it's Donna Brazile, basically, you know, the left selling out
themselves.
She's
finally singing, and she's singing like a bird, and she's throwing all these people. Kit Daniels had this story last week about how they're definitely going to take out Hillary Clinton. She's going to be the sacrificial lamb. They don't need her anymore. No one's paying $500,000 to her husband for his speeches.
Yeah, nobody wants that corpse to speak at their campus or anywhere. That's a walking corpse.
They have no power anymore. So now we're starting to see with this investigation, James Comey was fired. He is no longer there to protect the Clintons and all of their Obama administration cronies who have now we're starting to see they've been up to absolutely no good for the last 8 years. And they were all sort of protecting each other. But Comey's out. He's not there. Are we going to see some actions taken against Loretta Lynch? And so Donna Brazile is like, look, here it is. I'll tell you everything you want to hear. We'll get to more of this story. I'll tell you the specific documents that she found and how she was so upset that she had to make that call to Bernie Sanders. So then all of his supporters need to know that Bernie Sanders absolutely knew about this collusion and what was going on, but he didn't stick up for the many, many millions of people that were supporting him in his campaign.
Remember? And donated money, too.
He immediately told them to just go support Hillary Clinton.
And then they sued, and then they dropped that lawsuit, even though it was perfectly legitimate. And again, just to be clear here, basically what is happening is because you have these campaign donation limits and because the Democrat Party was in debt, Hillary Clinton was able to use basically loopholes or workaround techniques to take extracurricular donations into different fundraising techniques and then funnel that money back to the DNC, which it would have been illegal had it come from the original contributor to begin with. So this is just how the Democrats break the law and Hillary Clinton gets away with it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. drum. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Smimy David Brock. He's a smimy little David Brock.
I think David Brock is upset that InfoWars is willing to cover his super PACs, funneling money back and forth, taking a 10% hit off of it every time. Is that money laundering? I don't know. Hopefully Jeff Sessions will investigate that. But media matters, folks. Pull up the tweet. So Media Matters tweets out, reporter for Alex Jones InfoWars says Hitler is alive and the U.S. government is covering it up. Now, that's not what I said. I said that the JFK files released revealed that Hitler escaped from Germany and remained alive in South America. But then there was a response from some other certified leftist on Twitter, if you guys can find that one as well. Actually, I think I still have it on my phone if you can't pull it up. Lachlan Markey, yeah, nobody's heard of him. I would like to know how a meth-addled gas attack victim has lived to 128. First of all, what in the hell is he talking about? Okay, but this is why it's so funny to me. I see you don't even realize it. I always make a false assumption about these liberals that they actually have common sense and they actually have the ability to think critically and to think past level one. They don't. They literally have no comprehensive ability to think past level one. This is a liberal mind. Okay, so Media Matters puts out a tweet mischaracterizing what I said about Hitler.
Right, because they chop the clip.
Doesn't even show the JFK files that show that Hitler was still alive and the U.S. government noted.
The CIA's own documents.
Then this one level one can't get past level one. These people are literally stuck on level one. If life was a video game, they can't even beat level one, says, I'd like to know how a meth-addled gas victim lived to 128. Doesn't even research it. Doesn't even listen to the clip, just immediately assumes things, and this is why they can't get past level one, Leanne.
Well, when Roger Stone comes in the studio, I would like you to ask him about, was Hitler a meth-addled? Is that who he's talking about? Like, who is he talking about in that tweet? What is he talking about? Was that Hitler? I didn't know that that was a...
I didn't know Hitler was Hitler. A meth head gas attack victim.
I didn't know that. So
I really didn't. I did read the declassified government documents that said he escaped to South America, though.
Right, exactly.
I did read that. Funny how that works. I can't... Look, folks, I'm just trying to break down the liberal mindset and how they literally are in arrested development and mentally retarded, because we're fighting for the people in America that still aren't politically active, still don't really care about politics, and eventually are, because everything is so politicized now, because the gravity, because the force is so strong, they're going to have to choose a side eventually. And so I just want them to see the side of the left or the liberals, whatever you want to call them. I want them to see the truth about how weak-minded they are, how they can't think critically, and how they literally don't even have a foundation for their beliefs. It's just regurgitate remake up talking points and parrot whatever you hear from Media Matters or CNN.
It's the echo chamber. Right, and of course the whole JFK situation was the initial red pill for so many people in this country. I mean, that was the one thing that just drove the wedge where they're like, I don't believe anything that I'm being told by the government because they're lying about this, and now we finally have these documents coming out.
So. You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Reach out to Marchand, whatever his name is. Reach out to him.
Lachlan.
He wants to know. He says it. Lachlan, Marquet, nobody's heard of him, says he would like to know how a meth-addled gas attack victim has lived to 128. So let's get him on the show. I'll explain it to him then. I'll explain it all to him how this goes on, and I'll actually show him the documents. So maybe then he can get past level one, but I doubt it. I doubt it. All right, let's get back into...
Just promise you'll call him Lachlan when he comes on.
Lachlan?
Lachlan Markey.
Lachlan! Okay, all right, but let's on a serious note. So we've got Donna Brazile. She publishes this story basically outing the Clintons, outing the DNC, outing Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and the question is, why is Donna Brazile doing this? But give us the nuts and bolts of exactly what was revealed in this article, Leanne.
Right. So she was sent in kind of to take over the DNC to chair it after Wasserman Schultz had to step down and immediately went to Hillary Clinton's campaign because it showed that she was corrupt and colluding with their campaign. But Donna Brazile, so she went in to see, was it really true? Did Hillary Clinton's team rig the election, the nomination process? Well, what she found, she followed the money. And what she found was an agreement that was signed way back in 2015, it's a joint fundraising agreement between the DNC, the Hillary Victory Fund, and Hillary for America. And this specified that in exchange for raising money and investing in the DNC, Hillary would control the party's finances, strategy, and all the money that was raised. So this agreement was signed 4 months after Hillary Clinton announced that she was going to run for president.
While Bernie supporters were donating.
And an entire year before the DNC actually named the nominee. So she's controlling the money. Now, if you have an incumbent president like President Obama, where you know that there's no one that's going to try to run against him, this makes it seamless where the party that's actually nominated will just take over the funds. It makes it easy. They don't have to go through all the DNC chair to, you know, ask about for money and whatever. But when you have someone like Hillary Clinton and going against Bernie Sanders, where they're actually supposed to be competing for the nomination, the parties don't get to control the money, right? Or the campaigns don't get to control the DNC's money. So basically, individuals who would max out their contribution limit to the campaign could then go write an additional check to the Hillary Victory Fund, and the states were only receiving like less than 1% of the money that the states were collecting. It was all being funneled back into Hillary Clinton's campaign. And this is exactly like you said, at the same time Bernie Sanders is campaigning as well, but he didn't know or really care too much about the DNC's money because he was able to raise so much money through those small contributions. And this is why this is upsetting, because we did have a lot of the Bernie Sanders supporters trying to sue the DNC in a civil lawsuit, but a Florida judge, hello, I'm sure he's, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz's buddy, dismissed this case, saying that they hadn't presented any real case, that there was any wrongdoing.
Let's keep in mind, though, this was after Seth Rich died, Sean Lucas died, and Barrington Wisenant died.
Right. And so they dismissed this case.
Just a coincidence, I'm sure, that they did.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Even though they were involved with this case, and the Clintons don't have a body count behind them.
Right. And because, again, Donna Brazile does point out that, you know, the email stolen by Russian hackers and then posted online.
Fake news.
She continues to just underscore that that's the reality of it. But again, this is probably all coming out of Mueller's investigation, which they still haven't, to our knowledge, investigated.
Actually, you know what?
DNC computers.
I think that, well, they won't release that, conveniently, even though the Russian thing is such a big deal to them, they won't release their own documents to show how the Russians allegedly hacked their servers, because it's a lie. But actually, I think that you may have just kind of painted a clear picture for me with that. Maybe this really is the sacrificial period of Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they really are throwing Hillary to the wolves now, and they say, okay, Donna Brazile, go ahead and out the Clintons, but keep the Russian narrative going.
Exactly.
Make sure you put that Russian narrative in there. Leanne,
and
I'll
we got Wasserman Schultz as well that's going to go down as well with this whole Imran Awan thing.
Well,
Donna
she's
Brazile's
freaking
like,
out.
Yeah, I mean
Wasserman Schultz is literally freaking out. But final question, Leanne. If nobody from the DNC or Hillary Clinton's campaign or the Clinton Foundation that broke the law, if none of them go to jail, is justice dead?
Yes, absolutely. The scales have been tipped.
I agree. Time for
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Joined by Roger Stone here in studio. I was kind of relenting from David Brock and Media Matters saying that I said Hitler was still alive, something I never said. But then actually it was brought to my attention, Roger, I didn't even know you and Hitler had lunch last week.
Only weeks ago.
So, so it's confirmed now. I mean, I didn't know that you guys were having dinner.
Stand by. You're about to get the Media Matters tweet. Roger Stone seen dining with Adolf Hitler. Look, I was there. What he said was the recently declassified documents pertaining to the JFK assassination showed some traffic among the government communicators that would indicate that they believe that he may have escaped to South America and died later. So, to be absolutely clear, Owen Scheuer never said Hitler was still alive. The question is David Brock still alive? Hasn't been seen since his heart attack. But we had Andrew Kerr from Citizens Audit on a couple weeks ago. Clearly, Media Matters for America still engaged in tax evasion and other violations of the federal election law.
Potential money laundering.
But extremely profitable for Mr. Brock. Extremely profitable.
Well, I wonder why he's having a heart attack. Perhaps maybe like Donna Brazile, he's seeing the change of tides and wants to try to save his own skin and maybe try to pull out from everything that he's been doing with the Hillary Clinton campaign and funneling that money back and forth between his super PACs. So,
and other nonprofits. I see that Donna Brazile has a new book coming out entitled Hacks. I assume it's a profile on her various friends in the Democratic Party.
Oh, I thought it was an autobiography.
It's not clear, but I will. I am going to buy a copy, however.
Okay, so you'll give us the lowdown on that. Roger, you know, there's all kinds of news right now. You know, I'm not sure where you want to start. I think that it's incredible, though, how everybody's trying to manipulate everything Trump says. Meanwhile, they're completely ignoring the bombshells that are coming out of what Hillary Clinton and her campaign was actually doing the entire election.
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary. Terrific story on InfoWars today by Dr. Jerry Corsi about Twitter essentially censoring and weeding out anti-Hillary tweets.
That's right.
Further grist for the
anti-Podesta as well.
You know, further grist for the extraordinary lawsuit that we have coming shortly against Twitter for censorship, antitrust, and various other issues. I've been very heartened, Owen, by the large number of multinational corporations, big names, who've come forward willing to underwrite my lawsuit. So it's not just, you know, it's not Roger Stone alone, but it will be, you know, we will have plenty of financing to bring these culprits to justice.
Is that kind of spurring you along right now, the support that you're getting?
Well, the kind of First Amendment or telecommunications lawyers that it takes for this kind of case are exceedingly expensive, in all honesty, pretty much beyond my personal financial capability. But with the assistance of some major corporations who are interested in fighting censorship, I think we'll be able to put up a formidable battle. And I've been looking at the home of the CEO of Twitter, and I'll be ready to move in when I own the company.
Are you
ready to move in?
You're ready to own Twitter, take it over?
I definitely am. And of course, I wouldn't censor anybody.
No.
I would let the craziest left-wing whack job in the world have their Twitter feed.
Well, they already do.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
So you wouldn't have to change that. You would just have to let, you know, conservatives have free speech on Twitter. That would be the big difference. But they censored you on Twitter. And I'm curious, though, is this the kind of thing that could go beyond Twitter? Because we know that the main competitor of Twitter is Gab, and Apple Store and the Android App Store, neither one of them will even put Gab on their platform anymore. So they've completely erased Gab from the competition.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a terrific piece that I have up at InfoWars right now. It talks about how Twitter erases you as a human being, which is what they seek to do. My wife returned from abroad last night only to find out that her Twitter feed has been suspended. Curious, in view of the fact that she hasn't tweeted in 6 months and has never tweeted anything other than perhaps pictures of our grandchildren and other, you know, personal things to her friends, but never anything political. So I guess this is preemptive censorship.
Yeah.
We're censoring her because of something she might say in the future. Twitter, I'm going to enjoy owning you. I really am.
I'm going to enjoy this as well. I'm hoping that, you know what, it would be great, and I'm sure this won't happen, but it would be great if Twitter just came out and admitted what they were doing, admitted their political bias, admitted how they're trying to censor people that have different political views. Now, obviously, we know they won't do that. So they're going to give you the opportunity to go ahead and just own Twitter with this lawsuit, aren't they?
Well, and I think, as you correctly point out, the folks at Google are paying close attention. The people at YouTube are paying close attention because they're guilty of the exact same thing. Mm. So I do think the fight will be broadened. At the end of the day, Google is the big enchilada. They're the ones who I think have the most to lose, but their reprehensible behavior has brought this kind of legal action. And I think the Trump Justice Department was already looking at antitrust enforcement against them. This is only going to hasten this. The president's new appointee to the FTC, very good man who clearly understands these issues extensively.
Now, on that same page, there is a story right now talking about the DOJ potentially thwarting the buyout of Time Warner by AT&T. Honestly, this is something that I don't necessarily disagree with. I never felt that. But you have a different angle as to why that this merger would actually be good.
Well, look, I think AT&T is far more responsible. If AT&T owned Time Warner and Time Warner owned CNN, I think you get a house cleaning. I've predicted that here on InfoWars. I predicted it on my Twitter feed before it was unceremoniously suspended. Don Lemon, Jake Tapper, Anna Navarro, bye-bye.
So wait, you're telling me you don't think fake Fopper, Jake Sucker, I'm sorry, Jake Tapper, you don't think that he would have his platform to say Allahu Akbar anymore?
No, I think fake Tapper would have a hard time to say that, the people who bombed in Times Square, you know, they're merely misunderstood. Mm. Strange, very strange.
It is very strange, the comments that come out of CNN. So does that mean, are you saying that Zucker would be out and it would be a clearinghouse from the top down?
That's what I believe. I think new management would clean house and maybe CNN would go back to being a news organization.
Like that would be nice.
You know, today they're a propaganda front for the Clintons. This is why we euphemistically call them the Clinton News Network. In the meantime, those who do want to continue to follow my exploits, they can go to stonecoldtruth.com, or on Twitter they can go at stonecoldtruth. I don't run that feed, but they do a pretty good job of covering what I'm up to, whether it is the incredible things we've learned in the JFK documents that have been declassified, or whether it is
Media Matters ignores those,
of course, or whether it is the lawsuit against Twitter itself. It's the best place to go. So you can still follow my exploits. Now, sooner or later, they'll probably block them too, even though that's not my Twitter feed. Somebody set up Roger Stone GOP, also not me. They got suspended today.
They got shut down,
right,
huh?
Right. So,
well, you will not be silenced, and you will always be on the War Room with us as well as the Alex Jones Show, breaking it all down. So we'll be sure to follow that. But what Roger just said about CNN is so true, folks. Look, I am a news junkie. You honestly wouldn't even believe it. I can't even explain it. I literally monitor like 10 different news every day. I don't even watch CNN and MSNBC anymore because there's zero news value. They don't even cover news. It's Trump bashing and Allahu Akbar all day.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Specials at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off specials include Brain Force Plus, Winter Sun, Silver Bullet. All of these great supplements are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Be sure to take advantage of those specials. Don't forget 25% off DNA Force while in stock, 25% off Biome Defense while in stock, 40% off Survival Shield X2, that's going to be ending soon. 40% off Secret 12 Vitamin B supplement, that's going to be ending soon. Anthroplex also 50% off, ending soon. And Super Male Vitality 30% off, ending soon as well. And this was a phrase coined by Roger Stone. I'm kind of twisting it a little bit. But if you'd like to kick George Soros in the groin, go to InfoWarsStore.com. And support us. If you would like to kick George Soros in the groin. Infowarsstore.com. Well, Roger,
you clean that up a little bit.
I cleaned it up just a little bit. So we've got Hillary Clinton. You know, why won't Hillary go away?
Because Bill and Hillary Clinton are the penicillin-resistant syphilis of the American body politic.
Hmm.
I also
have syphilis.
I don't know a single professional Democrat. I have many friends who are Democrats who just don't want the Clintons to go away. Terrific piece I noticed on MSNBC today, which points out that, as I have said several times here on InfoWars, Michelle Obama is the front runner for the Democratic Party's nomination in 2020. Michelle Obama would be, without any question, the strongest nominee for the Democratic Party. Michelle Obama's candidacy would end once and for all the influence of the Clintons in the Democratic Party. Do not think that there is any love lost between the Clintons and the Obamas. There is none. And I'm predicting again here today, Michelle Obama will be a candidate for president in 2020, and she is the likely Democratic nominee.
Wow, big prediction here from Roger Stone. Mark that down in the books. So do you believe, Joan Rivers, that Michelle Obama is a transsexual?
I have no views on that. I do know that the machinery of the Democratic Party is still firmly in the control of Barack Obama. And if she should choose to be a candidate, she would be a very formidable one. How do you explain that bulge in her dress? That's a different question.
That's a different story. We don't need to go down that. I don't know. That's kind of interesting because I think the Obamas could potentially be hurting themselves. You haven't heard too much from Barack, but Michelle continues to go out there. She's hosting demons at her library to read to children. I think that the more exposure the Obamas get, the less likely they are to win in another election. Because, like you said, it's just like the same thing with Hillary Clinton. People are just sick of them.
Well, I don't think there's as much of a fatigue about the Obamas politically as there is of the Clintons. Both Barack and Michelle Obama continue to poll much, much better than the Clintons. You notice that she is doing more and more substantive issue-oriented stuff out on the road. Do not underestimate the Obama's stranglehold on the machinery of the Democratic Party. Do not underestimate their ability to win caucuses and primaries if they choose to do so. I'm going to stand by my prediction. Michelle Obama will be the Democratic Party candidate for president in 2020, and she should not be underestimated. She will be a formidable candidate.
All right, you heard it here first from Roger Stone. Again, this is InfoWars, so get tomorrow's news today, get next week's news today, next month's news today, next year's news today, next century's news today at InfoWars.com. You know, we told you about the JFK cover-up, declassified documents, prove we were right again. Now you've got Hillary, though. Back to Hillary for a second, the demon spawn. Hillary slams Trump for denouncing Islamic terrorisms. Presidents shouldn't point fingers or divide after tragedies. This was Hillary Clinton on a comedy show last night. I'm not even going to give it the time of day to plug it. But, Roger, you know, this is the same woman that George Bush said was like his sister. George Bush started a war based on Islamic terrorism, but Hillary's silent on that.
Yeah, it's extraordinary what's happened to the once great Democratic Party of Harry Truman and John F. Kennedy. There was a time when both American parties, for example, the Republicans and the Democrats, were both anti-communist, both patriotic, both pro-American. They had somewhat different domestic political views, but when it came to foreign policy, they were all American. Now you have a Democratic Party that will not stand up to Islamic terrorism, will not stand up to Islamic terrorism victimizing of people who are gay or lesbian, will not stand up for human rights. It's a shell of what the party used to be, which is why I think so many working class Democrats in places like Ohio and Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, voted for Donald Trump. And would do so again if the election were held again tomorrow. Despite the media onslaught, the unrelenting attacks on our president, his popularity and his base has held up. All of the sophisticated polling that I had the ability to see when I was in Washington on Monday shows that if the election were run again tomorrow, he would win again. He might even win by a slightly larger margin. The erosion, it was in Hillary's support, Owen. That's amazing, considering the hatchet job that's been done on the president by the mainstream media.
Which is why I'm just so perturbed that Hillary would continue to do all these media appearances, continue to open her big, fat, lying trap. Have you ever seen, in all of your years being in politics, covering politics, have you ever seen a failed presidential candidate that just refuses to accept her defeat or his defeat?
I think this is because the Clintons have never had the ability to see themselves. They cannot see how phony they come across. They cannot see how disingenuous they sound. They cannot see how their public persona comes across as so inauthentic. I thought during the election that this is one of Donald Trump's greatest attributes. Everything he said didn't always come out exactly right. He isn't polished. He doesn't sound like he's reading somebody else's words. On the contrary, he seems genuine. He seems real. He seems authentic, warts and all. What you see is what you get. He's a real guy. And real guys make mistakes, and real guys also speak the truth, and real guys can inspire. Everything Hillary Clinton ever said was tested, focus grouped. You could see that she was mouthing words written by others, and she just comes across as completely phony. There's nothing genuine about her. She doesn't care about anyone but herself. She doesn't care about anything other than lining her pockets. She doesn't have any guiding philosophy, no moral compass. She and her husband would steal a hot stove. They're not liberals. They're not progressives. The Sanders wing of the party figured this out. She stands for nothing but the aggrandizement of the Clintons and the greater enrichment of she and her husband and her greedy, crooked little daughter, Chelsea, who is, of course, the daughter of Webster Hubble.
And she is essentially the king rat of the swamp. But what's confusing to me about this whole thing, and this has always been confusing to me when we see the left react to radical Islamic terrorism, why is it? Hillary Clinton slams Trump for denouncing Islamic terrorism. The story's on Infowars.com right now by Steve Watson. Wait a second. What happened on 9/11? Roger, it's infuriating me. I'll go with the official story. I'm not even going to sit here and debate the official story. Let's just say on September 11th, an event that was coordinated by Osama bin Laden, radical Islamic terrorist, killed 3,000 people in the United States. So, if that's the fact, why are you not allowed to slam, why are you not allowed to denounce radical Islamic terrorism if they're killing people by the thousands in our country and trying to murder us and end our way of life? Why won't Hillary Clinton denounce that?
Because it would hurt her within the base of the Democratic Party, because it's politically incorrect to be hardline on radical Islam. This was a major factor in President Donald Trump's election. He was willing to call it as it is. And the Democrats still insist on pussyfooting their way around this question. If it plays out that way in another presidential campaign, you're going to have the exact same results.
You know, Roger, politics is obviously a dirty game. We know that. But the Clintons are just straight up dirty, nasty, criminal thieves. I just can't believe that this woman is still even allowed to not just go on TV, but walk freely. This woman should be in jail. This woman belongs in an orange jumpsuit behind bars. Put this woman away before she robs something else.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.